The Return, and The Second Generation by Algernon Blackwood. The Return. It was curious. That sense of dull uneasiness that came over him so suddenly, so stealthily at first he scarcely noticed it, but with such marked increase after a time that he presently got up and left the theater. His seat was on the gangway of the dress circle, and he slipped out awkwardly in the middle of what seemed to be the best and jolliest song of the piece. The full house was shaking with laughter. So infectious was the gaiety that even strangers turned to one another, as much as to say, "Now isn't that funny?" It was curious, too, the way the feeling first got into him at all, and in the full swing of laughter, music, lightheartedness. For it came as a vague suggestion, "I've forgotten something. Something I meant to do. Something of importance." What in the world was it now? And he thought hard, searching vainly through his mind, then dismissed it as the dancing caught his attention. It came back a little later again, during a passage of long-winded talk that bored him and set his attention free once more, but came more strongly this time, insisting on an answer. What could it have been that he had overlooked, left undone, omitted to see to? It went on, nibbling at the subconscious part of him. Several times this happened, this dismissal and return, till at last the thing declared itself more plainly, and he felt bothered, troubled, distinctly uneasy. He was wanted somewhere. There was somewhere else he ought to be. That describes it best, perhaps. Some engagement of moment had entirely slipped his memory. An engagement that involved another person, too. But where? What? With whom? And at length, this vague uneasiness amounted to positive discomfort, so that he felt unable to enjoy the piece and left abruptly, like a man to whom comes suddenly the horrible idea that the match he lit his cigarette with and flung into the wastepaper basket on leaving was not really out, a sort of panic distress. He jumped into a taxicab and hurried to his flat to find everything in order, of course. No smoke, no fire, no smell of burning. But his evening was spoiled. He sat smoking in his armchair at home, this businessman of 40, practical in mind, of character some called stolid, cursing himself for an imaginative fool. It was now too late to go back to the theater. The club bored him. He spent an hour with the evening papers, dipping into books, sipping a long, cool drink, doing odds and ends about the flat. "I'll go to bed early for a change," he laughed. But really, all the time...